Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. The new Louisiana Board of Regents Commissioner of Higher Education is Dr. Kim Hunter Reed, a native of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Dr. Reed was Executive Director of the Colorado Department of Education. While there, she led efforts to increase educational attainment and erase equity gaps. She was in Shreveport yesterday as part of a statewide tour. I caught up with Dr. Reed at LSUS and asked her to explain the purpose of her visits.
So this tour is an opportunity for me to step out of Baton Rouge, walk campuses, meet with leaders, talk with students, and understand what are the challenges and opportunities in Louisiana. You know, you can't do good policy from Baton Rouge. You have to come into the communities and hear individuals talk with you about what's happening. So this is an opportunity for me to do that.
What's the feedback you've been getting so far?
A lot of good information about the kinds of collaboration that's happening between K-12 and community colleges and technical colleges in four-year. A lot of conversation about the need to make sure we have more intentionality around work-based learning, that we are focused on affordability, and that we're trying to reach students where they are. We are grateful for the students who are coming to us. What we know is there are so many that are not. And so how do we better serve the ones we have, but also serve those that we don't have in the door yet?
Your work in Colorado, you spent a lot of time trying to bring educational equity to that state. What are some things that you're bringing from the Rocky Mountain State, from your past experience, to Louisiana?
A number of things. Collaboration with business, that's very important. Intentionality around erasing equity gaps and reaching out to communities of color to ask how can we be better partners and how do we help students. A focus on intentional investment so that we not only stabilize, but you heard someone say move from survive to thrive in higher education. We were able to do that in Colorado. Colorado is a state that incubates great ideas for the nation. The business community is highly engaged. People come there to be a part of something great. We want people to come here to be a part of something great and to stay in Louisiana so that we have the opportunity to grow great leaders and create new jobs. So it's an exciting time. I'm looking forward to it.
One last question. As you are well aware that among the things that are always looked at when it comes to balancing budgets, higher education is always on the target and closest to the bullseye. What are some thoughts along those lines to maybe try to remove higher ed from the bullseye and get it outer in the outer ring, so to speak?
So I think we have to effectively make sure that a full course, a full community is talking about higher education as an investment, not an expenditure. When we do great work, less people are on Medicaid, less people are incarcerated, more people are paying taxes. So you can pay a whole lot more in public benefits, or you can invest wisely in education. We think we're the better investment, but we have to message that, not just higher ed talking about higher ed to higher ed, but business and community leaders, faith-based leaders, education leaders, everyone talking about why education matters in this knowledge economy. That's the work we have to do, and I'm excited about doing it.
And you're obviously excited about being back home?
I'm thrilled to be back home. It's no place like home. It's very special.
That was Dr. Kim Hunter Reed, the new Louisiana Board of Regents Commissioner of Higher Education, visiting LSUS yesterday. This is Red River Radio News.